comfortable are you talking about the thing that you hinted at? And Michael Stelzner certainly talked about at Social Media Marketing World, the fact that that first year when you were there, your wife called and said something along the lines of, by the time you get back, we're going to be out of business.
Doesn't bother me at all. My phone was blowing up. I was in a session. Don't even remember which session it was, but I mean, it just kept blowing up because I had it on vibrate. I should have turned it off. And I walked out in between sessions and I walked over by the glass windows upstairs and I called her. I said, hey, what's going on? And she says, look, I'm just going to let you know the phones aren't ringing. We're sending guys home. She said, it's bad. And I said, well, maybe, what do you mean? How bad is it? And she says, look, we're probably not going to be open when you get back in town. And I said, look, it's... breathe a minute. We're going to make it. And it's like, look, somehow, some way we're going to make it. And, you know, I've had tough times before. I remember the first employee I hired, she called me one Friday and she says, look, we don't have enough money for payroll. And I said, you know what? Go into my room. I've got a big 5-gallon water bottle. I said, carry that down to the bank and cash it in. And she says, Roger, there's not enough change in here for payroll, which is just one guy that really had to be paid. And I said, there is, just take it. And she took it. And I had about $1,100 in change in there. So we paid him. And, you know, it's one of those times you think, okay, I hope it never gets this bad. And here I am in San Diego at Social Media Marketing World. And my wife calls and says, look, we're going to be out of business by the time you get home.
Wow.
And I knew that we had a lot of people that owed us money. I mean, it's plumbing and I'm not a bad guy. I don't finish a job and then go kick the door in to pick up a check. But I just told her, look, you know, it's going to be okay. Somehow, some way, it's going to be okay. And, you know, I left that first Friday because I had a radio show in Dallas Saturday morning. But on the way home, I'm literally going through my iPad. I'm going through my notes. I am coming up with an implementation plan. And I had a radio show in Dallas Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. As soon as I was off the air, I was headed back to the office and I've got notes, I've got iPad, I've got everything all over my desk and I am coming up with a plan. Sunday morning, we got up, went to church. I took her home and dropped her off and I came back to the office. And that Saturday and Sunday, I probably stayed here till about 5 or 6 in the evening trying to get things done. And when her and my stepson, Will, walked in the next morning, we got the guys out and then I called them into the office and I said, look, we're changing everything we do. And we're changing it right now. And we quit focusing on marketing. We quit focusing on marketing companies. And we started looking at how can we get in front of our customers with video. And we knew that YouTube would be the way that we went. Later down the road, I got invited by some people to do some more stuff on LinkedIn. So I did. And then LinkedIn came to town and actually sent me a message saying, hey, look, we're doing a pop-up event for LinkedIn video. We'd like you to come. And DP, when you've got a business like me, somebody calls me once a week and says, hey, I work with Google or I work for Google. We'd like to work with you on your advertising. And, you know, you ask 3 or 4 questions. And finally, my killer question is, so you're telling me Google writes your check. Your check is signed by Google. And they're like, well, no. What I mean is, you know, we work with Google. And at the time I'm like, okay, look, I do pay-per-click. I work with Google too. So don't call me anymore. And I get a call from a lady and it started out as an email, then it became a phone call. But I said, okay, so let me ask you, you work for LinkedIn? She says, yes. I said, so LinkedIn signed your paycheck? She said, yes. So wait, you said yes. And she said, well, yeah, I work for LinkedIn. And I'm like, okay, you have my attention. So I went to that pop-up event and my videos is one of the ones that they put up. And wow. She's the one who a few months later sent me a message and said, look, we would like for you to do LinkedIn Live. And then a few months later, she sent me a message and asked me to speak at VidCon. And I mean, think about this. I'm a plumber. I've never spoken in front of people like this. I've never stood in front of a camera and done things like this. I am truly, God's honest truth, 100% a plumber. But I've got a message that I want people to understand and hear. And to me, that's what it's all about.
Wow. Do you need more of an example than that? You've got Roger here, and the name of your company is Texas Green Plumbing. What does the green aspect of that refer to?
In the beginning of my videos, it's like, hey, I'm Roger Wakefield, lead AP, the expert plumber. And I am a lead AP. And what that is lead is leadership and energy and environmental design. And AP is the government's criteria. It's an accredited professional. And it's a nationwide certification. And back whenever I was a quality control manager and superintendent for some of the biggest mechanical contractors in Dallas, we were building LEED projects or big green buildings. And I believe in water conservation. I believe in sustainability. I believe in green, doing what can we do to keep the world around longer? And what can we do to keep from just depleting it? And it sounds funny, but you know, I'm a LEED AP and a green plumber. Green Plumbers USA used to be a certification, and I've gone through all their certification and licensing, but I believe in water conservation. I believe in sustainability. And if me as a plumber can go in to a house and recommend things to people that will help them save money by helping them save water, I'm trying to help everybody.
So that's a big part of your story and a big part of your brand is that you aren't just a plumber, a person who can put pipes together. You're a person who can put pipes together in a way that is LEED certified or LEED, you know, qualified. You're a LEED qualified individual. And, you know, that's a huge thing for you, differentiating yourself from your brethren and sisters within the union. Because let's face it, plumbers, if you're a union plumber, which I understand you are just like every other union plumber out there. You're a commodity, but you have elevated yourself above the commodity union plumber into this new space by doing the LEED AP certification and all that stuff. But you are now embracing that and taking that story forward in a way that's making you not just a LEED AP plumber, but you are Roger Wakefield, the expert plumber who happens to be LEED AP certified and is a union plumber. Do you see there are layers of qualification and story that are all wrapped up in your personal brand, which makes you incredibly more valuable, not only to the people who might need you to do plumbing within their home, but multinational companies like LinkedIn who are literally calling you up to get some of your mojo to spread on them as they introduce a brand new feature called LinkedIn Live. How did I, and that happened within what, less than 2 years of you doing your first video?
Oh, probably less than a year. Probably less than a year. I mean, think about it. We walked out of social media marketing world on, I believe, March the 2nd, 2018. 2 weeks before that same weekend, the next year, they were already talking to me about LinkedIn Live because I was already doing it. I mean, 1 year later, I was doing LinkedIn Live at Social Media Marketing World. And just a few months after that, they asked me to speak at VidCon. And I mean, it is, I'll tell you how naive I am and how out of this market I am. Literally, when I got a phone call, I got an email from LinkedIn and it said, Roger, you know, would you be interested in speaking at VidCon about LinkedIn? So would you be interested in speaking on a panel? And I thought, okay, what is VidCon? So yeah. I'm texting or calling Jeremy Vest, who was my YouTube coach at the time. And I'm like, Jeremy, I just got a call from LinkedIn or a message from LinkedIn asking me to speak at VidCon. What do I do? He's like, yes. I said, well, what is VidCon? He said, Roger, it's the biggest social media marketing event in the world. He says it is video marketing conference in the world. And I'm like, well, how come I've never heard of it? He said, well, it's mainly a younger crowd. I said, well, how is it bigger than Social Media Marketing World? And he said, well, it's 6,000 people versus 75,000 people. And I'm like, wow. And I had no idea it was going to be all kids or mostly kids, but I went to I don't even remember the different levels that they had, but I wasn't down there with the kids. I was up where the YouTubers, the LinkedIners and all that are. And then I was over in the industry level. I got to hear Daryl Eve speak again. And then I was on a panel. It blows my mind because, DP, look, anytime I'm speaking or anytime I'm talking to people like this, the first words out of my mouth are normally, hey, look, I'm a plumber. And when I mean that, I mean, literally this morning, 6 hours ago, I was under a sink over in Carrollton, taking out an old sink, helping one of my apprentices put in a new one, putting in a new garbage disposal, putting in a new faucet. And that's my morning. And that's what I do. And I have just learned to do this. And I go back to this because it's something you said a while ago. I learned to do this 2 years ago. And before I walked in, I barely knew how to spell YouTube. But when I walked out, I knew I could make a change. And me being a plumber, the way I look at it, the way I think about it is when I walked in there, Michael Stelzner gave me a whole bunch of new tools to work with. He gave me YouTube. He gave me LinkedIn. He gave me video. He gave me live streaming. He gave me Snapchat 2 years ago. I went to the session Sean McBride was in. So there's so many things that like I said, it's drinking water out of a fire hose, but it was all just new tools to me. And me being a plumber, the way I see this is, look, if I learn to use this tool, I can do something different. I can do something new. And to me, that's all it is it's a new tool to work with, but look what I've done with it in such a short period of time. And think about what somebody with a bigger education, a broader knowledge base about marketing, about video, about social media, look what somebody could do. And it blows my mind that it was this easy for me to do, but I jumped in with both feet and I hadn't looked back yet.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Culture Chicken Brand Egg. What's that? It's one of my most requested presentations, now available as in-person live or virtual online presentations. If you've got a group or association that loves presentations that inspire, inform, entertain, and get you going at the same time, we should talk. Head on over to dpknewton.com/speaking to download my full speaker media kit today. And let's start talking about how I can help you get your party started. Well, and that's the key thing is that if you're like most people, especially people who might be a little bit older, a little bit more experienced in their careers or in careers that are not YouTube influencer, look at me, I'm selling cosmetics or I'm trying on new fashions or, you know, I'm traveling the world going from cool spot to cool spot as an influencer. You would not look at Roger Wakefield and say, wow, dude, you're an influencer, but you are a huge influencer in your given area and at your age. I mean, again, I'm not going to guess, but I will say this. I'm guessing we're probably in the same age cohort. You know, we were able to watch the Brady Bunch when it was live on TV, when it aired in, you know, 1970, whatever. And we're old enough to remember those things because we watched them as they actually aired rather than on reruns. And then we watched them in reruns as well. And I hate to say it, but people our age, I guess, a lot of them are saying, this is not for me. I cannot do it. What I do is not interesting enough. How can I do an interesting video about what I do? Well, all you have to do is watch what Roger's doing because he's embracing his industry. He's talking about things like tank water heaters versus tankless water heaters. Well, guess what? There are a lot of people who are asking, hey, we need a new water heater. I've heard about these tankless things. I'd like to learn more. So where are they going to go? They're going to go to YouTube, type in tankless water heater and see what comes up. If you're the person answering that question, guess who builds a relationship with them? And even if you're not in their service area, well, let me ask you this question. Do you ever get people saying, I wish I lived in your service area. Do you know anybody who works in mine that you could recommend? Do you ever do references like that?
I've got calls today. I'm looking for a plumber in Salt Lake City, Utah, because I've got a friend through social media. It's like, Roger, look, I trust you. Do you have anybody up here you recommend? So that happens all the time. But, you know, and look, I'm almost 57. So I'm not on the younger end of the scale here, and I completely get it. But like I said, I needed Gary Vee to say, I don't care if you're 20 or 50 or 70, you can do this. And I go back and I think about that so often. Why did I need him to tell me I could do this? You know, you described me earlier. I'm a broad-shouldered guy. I've been a football player, a bodyguard, a bouncer. I've done just about everything, but I'm not one of those people that you would look at and think he asks people for permission before he does anything. I'm just one of these guys. Look, if I want to do it, let's go. As long as I'm not going to hurt anybody, I'm good. But social media was something that I didn't understand. I didn't think I could understand. I thought, you know what? I've got my 20-year-old stepson in here. He can take care of it for me. I don't have to worry about it. And that's what it was. And something made me go in, open my eyes, open my ears and listen and then say, okay, but wait, what if I can do this with it? And to me, that's what it is. And traditional marketing, And it's funny because I had this conversation with somebody yesterday. I've got a marketing company that's asked me to come in and speak to them about what I do. And it's really funny because they know I do not like marketing companies, because to me, most of them are telling people whatever they want to hear to get them to write a bigger check. And I used to always tell them, look, just make it make sense to me. And you said that about my videos. When I make a video, I want a third grader to be able to understand how to fix what it is I'm talking about. Because if they understand that, there's not a man out there that's going to say, look, I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. And we're very conscientious of that with our cameras. Where do we put our cameras? Can people see what I'm talking about? But I've got a marketing company that has over 400 offices worldwide asking me to come in and do a Zoom call and talk to them about social media. Now, the funny thing about this is if you look at their portfolio, they specialize in social media. They specialize in influencer marketing. They specialize in SEO content strategy or social media content strategy. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know how many marketing companies I've heard say that? That they specialize in it, that that's their forte, that's what they're good at. But then you look at what they do and it's like, you don't even know how to spell SEO and I gave you the S and the E.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Hey, nonfiction branders. Did you know I wrote a book? Well, I did, and it's called Rotoma, the ROI of Social Media Top of Mind. I wrote it with my colleague Spencer X. Smith, and it's all about Rotoma, an acronym that means Return on Top of Mind Awareness. Bestselling author and NYU Stern School of Business professor Scott Galloway called it a book that starches the fluff from social media and helps managers allocate capital and find the unicorn among unicorns, ROI. And Chief Content Officer at Marketing Profs, Ann Hanley, said, this isn't just a practical way to think about the return on social media. It's also a spot-on, accurate way to reframe your social efforts. Check out all the 5-star reviews on Amazon by searching Rotoma, R-O-T-O-M-A. Pick up your copy today and start building your personal, professional, and small business brand the Rotoma way. Anybody who's listening to this podcast who thinks, you know, I'm a little too late to get started. Maybe I'm not as savvy when it comes to what things work and what things don't, or I'm not sure this is for me. I just got to say, take a look at Roger Wakefield, because all those things applied to you as of 4 years ago. I don't know this. I don't think I have anything to say or any value. I'm not a 20-year-old who looks really great in a swimsuit or knows how to do makeup tips. So how could I benefit from this? Well, the thing that I heard you talk about last episode was you were in a single session that opened your eyes and pried open your ears. And then you took the one nugget, the one seed that was necessary for you to take back to Texas with you to get started. And that was, I need to do video and I need to get past all those things that I think I can't do and do what I can do. And I'll be honest with you, you can go to school on Roger's channel and you go to the early videos and they're a little bit rougher than the ones that came after. Now you've got this cool set, you've got great lighting, you use multiple camera angles, you've added to the production value of what you're doing tremendously, but the content value was there from the first video because you answered a question and you served a specific audience. How did you go about identifying the audiences that you could best serve?
We started out knowing that we wanted to make videos to help our customer. I wanted to teach, you know, if you were my customer, I wanted you to be able to go watch my YouTube channel and say, hey, my toilet's running. I can probably fix that by myself. And we were putting those videos out. And it's funny because then we started having plumbers getting in saying, you realize you're taking money out of our pockets. And I'm thinking, really, if you're mad because I'm telling a customer they can go down and buy $12 worth of parts and rebuild their toilet, if you're mad, come find me. I don't care. Do whatever you got to do to make you feel better. But my whole thing is we started there. So the content was easy. We knew what we were getting calls about. You know, take what your customers are asking you every day and make videos about that and make videos to answer it very clearly. And I go back, Marcus Sheridan speaks at Social Media Marketing World. And he says, you know, people have a stigma against fiberglass pools. He said, so I started making videos. What's wrong with fiberglass pools? And putting those videos out there. I've put videos out there saying, look, everybody's not my customer. And there's so many people that start business right now that say, hey, everybody's my customer. Well, I hate to tell you this. If everybody's your customer, nobody is. And my theory behind that is, look, there are people that can't afford my prices. There are people that don't want to pay extra because I go above and beyond to do everything right. And I'm fine with that. Nobody has to. There's Mercedes-Benz and there's Volkswagen for reasons. And there's Lamborghini and there's Chevrolet for reasons. We each get what we want and we have that freedom to choose it. But if I want to create a service that goes above and beyond, I have that right. Well, my videos, I started out wanting to teach people how to fix their own plumbing. But then I realized I had plumbers or people wanting to get into the trades, getting in, asking me how to become a better plumber. Roger, I like your video. You do things right. The people I work for don't. How can I be more like you? How can I learn to be a better plumber? How can I learn to be a smarter plumber? And just so many different questions. So that just kind of opened us up to more buckets that we could make videos in to help people learn different things. And the opportunities are still there. I mean, we've been making, you know, I thought about it a while ago when you said something. We've done over 400 videos now. We did our first real video that we made for YouTube 2 years and 1 month ago because wow. It was the first week of April that we put it in. And think about it. You and I walked out of social media marketing world the first week of March. A month later, we were putting up our first video and we've done just about three a week every week since then. Plus, we've done some live streams. Plus, we do some special videos every now and then. So there's different things that we've done along the way. But now we're not just talking to homeowners. But now we're talking to people that want to get into the trades, people that are in the trades or people that are in the trades and want to open their own company or grow a company they've already got. And we're trying to teach everybody how to do the things that we've done to help us. And I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing, especially given the fact that you got those phone calls from your wife that first year that said, we may not have a business. And now let's fast forward. You were there then. Where are you now as a business?
We're doing very well. And it's funny because the thing that I look at, and I tell everybody this, I walked out of the office, and it's probably been a couple of months ago. And it seems like every time I tell the story, it's like, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, I walked out of the office one day and my CCR, my call center rep, is sitting at the front desk. And she looked up at me and she said, you know, we got three leak detection jobs or slab leak jobs off YouTube yesterday. And I stopped and I looked at her and I said, what do you mean? Which we specialize in slab leaks and leak detection. It's just like walking in the social media marketing world. There's new tools out there. We learn how to use them better than most people and got really good at something. But I'm walking out the door and she's telling me about these three jobs that came in the day before. Slab leak and leak detection jobs, that they're, you know, $1,500 jobs, something like that. They normally turn into $5,000 up to $80,000, $85,000 jobs. And these are people that call us because they saw what we do on YouTube. And they call us because, you know, if you've ever taken any sales training, anything at all like that, you want to become somebody's trusted advisor. And that's what we've become. And I get calls from across the country, Salt Lake City, Utah today. But a few weeks ago, I got a phone call from a lady in South Carolina who had seen one of my water heaters or seen one of my videos. Her water heater was making a noise and she called the office because she needed to talk to me because she thought her water heater was going to blow up. And you know what? We don't even mind those calls. It lets us help people.
And what does it cost you to have those videos up on YouTube?
Oh, let me see. Let me get out the calculator and tell you it really doesn't cost anything.
Exactly.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got people. Okay. When I started, this is what we shot with. We shot with a phone. We shot with $100. And look, BP said it right. Go back and look at my first videos. I'm sitting at my chair in my office. And don't get me wrong, I can't tell you everything about it, but we're turning my office into a whole new studio now that will be phenomenal. And we're excited about it because it's given us something different to work on. But I mean, literally, and even my YouTube coach, Jeremy, when he first started working with me, he says, do not ever sit at that desk again and use that webcam and that webcam mic But you know what? That's what we started with. And we got good at it. And don't get me wrong, those aren't great videos. But like you said a while ago, we were putting out good information, good content. And we were answering questions that people were looking for. Man, when you can help people, they're going to remember you forever. And it has been really good. And it shows. 2 years ago, we started making videos. And I think right now we're getting about 330,000 views a month. It's crazy. I mean, it's about 23,000 hours watch time on people watching videos about plumbing. And like you said, look, it ain't sexy. I'm not some young 20-year-old in a swimsuit that looks amazing. I got more gray hairs than I have intelligence. So anybody can do it. I'm a plumber. If I can do it, anybody can.
Well, there you go. And that's why I love having Roger Wakefield on. That's Roger, R-O-G-E-R, Wakefield, W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D. Check him out on YouTube, on LinkedIn as well, and just about anywhere you can, because the dude is doing it in spite of the fact that he's not a fast-fingered 20-year-old on an iPhone who's going to the grand opening of art shows in Manhattan. He is a plumber down in Dallas. Is that where you're located?
Yeah, we're actually in Richardson, just northeast of Dallas. But Dallas is part of our service area. Yes, sir.
All right. So if you're down in his neck of the woods, he's the plumber you should be calling. And you can find him at Texas Green Plumbing. Also, texasgreenplumbing.com, I believe, is your website.
Yes, sir.
All right. So check him out there as well. Are there any other places that people could follow what you're doing and how you're doing it?
The best thing to do, and you gave great advice while ago, look what I'm doing on YouTube. What I'm doing there has just been, we've learned and we've grown. And when I talk and teach people about YouTube now, I tell them, look, we try to improve every video, everything we do 1% at a time. And what I started doing there, we expanded over into LinkedIn. And if people want to watch me on YouTube, LinkedIn, whichever one, you can watch, you can learn, you can ask questions. We're here to help.
Roger Wakefield's the real deal. I can't wait to get to know you better as time goes on, and I invite everyone to do that as well. I'm DP Knuton for the Nonfiction Brand Podcast and Nonfiction Brandversity, the free Facebook group I'd love for you to join. And he is
Roger Wakefield, lead AP, the expert plumber.
Check him out on YouTube and every place else, because the dude is doing it big time. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.